Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Creekview Elementary Principal Keith Palmer. Principal Palmer, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
And, you know, elementary school is one of the most fun times in a kid's lives. And looking at what's been going on over at Creekview, you guys have just been having a blast. Let's talk about some of the events and other fun things you guys have been doing now that we're about midway through the school year.
So we always tie in Red Ribbon Week to Halloween, which just makes it for a fun, busy week. But we have dress-up days each day, and obviously one of those dress-up days is Halloween. And we tie it all into our Red Ribbon Week, and I mean, we had many visitors come and talk to the kids, different police departments and the fire department and the health department, and just visit with them about how important it is, and just had different activities each day at lunch. And so the kids had fun with that, and we had a good Halloween. The kids were very well behaved, which always makes it more fun when we behave, and then we can really do the things we want to do. So they had great class parties, and it's fun to see their costumes and their personalities come out that way. So.
Yeah, Red Ribbon Week is one of the most fun times you can have, and I mean, it promotes such a good message, too, of staying drug-free, and tying that into Halloween and giving the kids a bunch of fun dress-up days in between that. There's just, what's not to love about Red Ribbon Week? And looking at the photos that got posted on Facebook from Halloween, you guys certainly looked like you were having a blast. Now, let's kind of focus on academics for a second. You know, you've had about a quarter and a half now to see where the kids are at and what changes might need to be made. So what's the game plan coming up with the rest of the second quarter and going into the rest of the school year?
So, I mean, obviously our focus is still a lot on our reading, and we have a brand new curriculum, and we weren't sure how that was going to, you know, gel together with the reading data we've been getting over the years, but things are looking quite good. We just finished our intervention cycle just today, and then in December we're going to be taking time to reassess the students and kind of see where we are at the mid-year point, and then we kind of regroup from there in January and hit it hard for the rest of the year with what we see in the data. So we'll gather some reading and some math, and then we'll kind of make decisions based on that.
And that's been one consistent thing across all the schools I've talked to across the Carbon School District is that reading program. It was a big adjustment you guys had to make at the start of the school year, but from what every principal and teacher I've talked to has said, they've come to really enjoy it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been a real challenge as an administrator to know that every day I walk in the building, I can feel the teacher's stress, but as I walk into classrooms and hear what students are doing, we're seeing really great results, but the prep time for teachers has been a lot, but that's kind of hopefully a one-year challenge, and then we can just see the fruits of a, you know, very robust and helpful curriculum, and so we'll see how it goes. We'll know more at the end of the year, but so far it seems to be building really great reading skills in our students, so we're excited about that.
And it can't be understated how important the role of a teacher plays. I mean, they are dedicating so much time to this and dedicating so much time to the kids. You have to give massive props to them. Now, let's jump back into the more fun side of things. You know, you got the holiday seasons come up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and it's always so fun in elementary. But do you guys have any fun activities coming up for Creekview?
Yeah, so we're working on a pretty big activity right now. One of the things we talk a lot about at Creekview is about the importance of student connections. And so we were noticing with the time crunch and the stress that we were maybe losing track of that a little bit. So the first week of December, we're going to kind of step away for a second, and we're going to do we're calling it Connecting Through Service. And so the students are all going to have the opportunity to, you know, be in a group, working on a service project. We're going to be making holiday and thank you cards for police departments, you know, for the residents at care centers, and just a bunch of different organizations. We're going to be making some blankets that the ambulance crew takes with them to give to kids when they're at the scene of an accident, and just a lot of different projects are going to be happening. Centerpieces for the community Christmas dinner that they can put on the tables. Anyway, we got a lot planned. We're bringing in each organization that we can hand them the stuff so students can see who it's going to. And so that's a really big project that we're kind of finishing up the details on, so that the week after we get back from Thanksgiving, we can make these projects and deliver them to everyone we're doing them for. So that's going to be a lot of fun, something we haven't done before. And then the other thing, one of my favorite activities we do is we always do a Santa's workshop, and every student has the opportunity to pick a gift and make a card, and they give it to somebody else. So a lot of what we try to do at school is about them thinking of others, because they can pick their dad or their grandpa or their brother, and they can go in and pick a gift, but it's not something that's for them. And so anyway, almost everything we do is about giving, giving, giving.
And I love that emphasis on giving and service, especially at such a crucial time in a child's development like elementary school. You're really instilling some great values. When you were talking about that, I had the biggest smile on my face back here in the studio. I love hearing about stuff like that, and I'm glad to see that you guys are really pushing that at Creekview. Now, Principal Palmer, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Nope, we're just here working hard, trying to help every kid to learn, and I just appreciate my staff and all the students and parents. It's just a wonderful place to work. So,
well, Principal Palmer, thank you again so much for taking the time. Again, that was Creekview Elementary, Keith Palmer, and that was another Carbon School District update here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned, or you can go to the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.